It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Leah Long, Director of the Louisiana Chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. How are you, Ms. Long?
Hey, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Okay, it's okay to call you Leah or Leah?
Yeah, Leah. Leah's okay. Fine.
Let's talk about, man, I was talking to Newell Norman yesterday about inventory taxes, and he was the, what do you call this, officios tax collector, whatever they, however they phrase it, for, you know, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish. And he tried to explain the inventory tax and the tax credits and how, I guess, and then people were texting in about with the inventory tax. Apparently you inflate the inventory, or some places do inflate the inventory once a year, and then that's in order to get state tax credit. I don't understand how any of this works. Take me through it.
Well, for us, inventory tax, obviously, we're looking at that because it does help locals. I know that the plan is something the locals can either opt in or opt out, and I think if they opt out, then they're out for good, basically forever until we ever do anything
with taxes. Go slow. What do you mean, local governments?
So local government, I think they get, obviously, tax money from inventory tax. And so they're going to be able to opt in or opt out. So if they opt out, they're going to be able to, I think, collect $15 million, which is the cap that I think the state's going to give them.
In credits.
And so in credits, yes. So they can, I'm pretty sure from what Richard Nelson was saying, that they can get that in a lump sum of $15 million, or they could kind of split it up. And then if they opt in, they're going to be able to stay in and collect inventory tax.
Let me go slow, Dawn, because again, I don't know anything about any of this. I don't think a lot of the listeners do either, that don't own small businesses, so I'm trying to understand this. When you say $15 million, that's not everybody gets $15 million. That's the cap.
Yeah, not everyone.
Yeah, okay.
That's the cap, yeah. Right. Like smaller parishes, obviously, if there's not a lot of businesses in that area, or, you know, businesses that have a ton of inventory, you know, they're not probably getting that 15. But if you think about like the river parishes that have a lot of, the big companies, that kind of stuff, that are going to have a lot of inventory on hand, they're probably getting more. So I know that's one thing the locals have kind of talked about to the state and talked to LDR about. And that's one of those things that, we're interested in, we're looking at, because obviously some of our businesses do have inventory and they're going to have to be on top of that. But one of the biggest things for us, though, that we've been looking at is obviously lowering the personal income tax rate. That's kind of our biggest thing. That's always been a big thing, because most of small businesses file their taxes as pass-through entities. And so that's one thing. You know, we're just kind of monitoring the plan right now. We're looking at it, which everyone always says that, the bills coming in on November 6th may not look the same on November 25th. Mm-hmm. And so far, our biggest issue is, the sales tax. It's not really an issue, but it's just an admin issue that, these small business owners that have not ever had to collect or remit taxes, they're going to have to do that if they fall in those 41 categories of services. So I think there's going to have to be a lot of education done to teach business owners how to do it. I mean, thinking about me myself, you tell me, hey, I need to collect sales tax on something, I don't know where the first place to start. You know what I mean? So a business owner that's never had to do it, they're going to have to learn how to do it.
You think you don't know where to start? I'm asking you to explain it to me. So when you so the whole idea behind this reform package, as I understand it, is to shift it from income tax to more of a sales tax. Accurate?
Yes, shifting it from that to be able to lower your income tax, basically.
So
expanding that on the services. Lowering the corporate tax rate down to 3. I think it's 3.5. 3.5 or 3% also. So just going toward a flat rate. So it's basically shifting it from income taxes down to, you know, service taxes. There's different things on there, getting rid of the inventory tax. Basically, it's just a package to lower your income tax rate.
So what the members of the organization, what do they think is going to help them more? Lowering personal income tax, which gives people more money to spend, or lowering sales tax? Because if you lower income tax and raise sales tax, they have more money to spend, but they're spending it on sales tax. Am I oversimplifying this or not?
No, I mean, that's basically pretty much how simple it is. I mean, money works. You get more money, you spend it on more if goods and services cost more. You know what I mean? But we're working with our members. We're polling them, kind of see where they're at. But right now, we're just kind of watching it. Like I said earlier, you know, this may not be what comes out of the final picture on November 25th and what makes it to Jeff Landry's desk. And so it's just one of those monitoring, because we want to make Louisiana better to do business in. We want to make people be able to grow their businesses here. And, you know, if this package somehow helps do that and we can all come to a middle ground on things, then that's a great thing, because we want to make Louisiana succeed.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Leah Long, director of the Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, about the governor's tax reform program. We're going to talk tomorrow, I think, with Richard Nelson, the revenue secretary, try to get the details from him. And I'll do some more homework to try to understand all of this. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:54, 6 till 7. Now the DOTD is just playing mind games with me, because now the Crescent City Connection lights are purple and gold. They started at pink. They went to green and purple, I think. Now they're purple and gold. That or I'm losing my mind. Leah Long, director of Louisiana chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses. Now that I think about it, it could be both, right? They could be changing lights, and I could be losing my mind as well. They're not mutually exclusive. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of losing your mind, I think the last time you and I spoke, you were getting ready to pour through that binder of the initial plan. I can't even begin to imagine, because we said earlier that it was almost as simple as you lower the personal income tax side so you give people more to spend, but you're still taking it right back because you're charging them sales tax. How does that make it a more favorable environment for people to come in and do business, or are there things that aren't being discussed, the devil in the details, that I'm not understanding here? Talk to me about that, Leah.
Well, a lot of it is going to be the devil in details when it's the final legislation that comes out. But, you know, for a small business owner operating in, you know, operating in Louisiana or wanting to move to Louisiana, if they do file, as you know, they file the personal level. And so, in reality, yeah.
No, wait, I don't know that at all. What do you mean they file at the personal level?
Okay. So, they file a pass-through entity. So, the money that they pay, make in their business, they file on a personal income tax rate. Okay. Most of them do. Typically, they do. I would say about a majority of our members do their LLCs, or, you know, they file as the personal income tax rate every year. And so, you know, if that rate is lower, that is going to benefit them in the end. And so I think that's kind of a mindset, but also all the other states around us. And I know this is a big push from the governor's office and Richard Nelson's office, just because, you know, to stay competitive in the South, we have the highest personal income tax rate right now. You know, Mississippi's lowering theirs. Arkansas just lowered theirs. So I think it's, you know, to attract people to not only live here, but do business here, because you hear about Texas all the time. You know, they have no personal income tax rate. You know, we're always trying to compete with Texas, but I love how Secretary Bourgeois always says, you know, it's perception. You know, it's not about actual reality. It's perception. Yeah, Texas seems better, but they also have a lot of other things that we don't have, too, that, you know, may help our businesses. Yeah, property taxes, that kind of stuff. But be able to create an environment for Louisiana, you know, everyone can make more money here and their businesses can do well here. But it is where it does shift from, you know, income tax to sales tax. And, you know, they sell it as these are optional items. Some of them are, but there's going to be a lot of devil in the details when it comes to educating these business owners. You know, how do I collect my sales tax? How do I remit it? And there's a lot of different things. You know, I think it's one of them is remodeling, I think, is actually on there. So it's, you know, these business owners that own a construction company or if they do HVAC work or something like that, you know, being able to decide, okay, this isn't a new build, so I don't have to, this is a new build, so I don't have to charge sales tax on that. But if you're doing remodeling or home installation or something like that, so I think it's going to be about how you educate these business owners to be able to even, you know, comply with that and be able to collect the revenue they're wanting to from the sales tax. That's a big thing, too. You know, they've put these numbers in to assume like this is how much they're going to collect. And so to do that, you need to educate the business owners and make sure that they know how to do it correctly so we're not in another budget shortfall and all this plan works out.
So something just kind of clicked in my head. The light bulb went off when you talked about small business owners filing personally and lowering the personal income tax rate. I looked at lowering the income tax rate as a way of getting people to move here when, in fact, that's not what it is. It's about business owners and the tax that they pay on their profits. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, it's also about moving here, too. You want to move to a state that, you know, you talk to people that live in California and, you know, they want to move to somewhere that, you know, obviously is better than California, but also, you know, where they're going to be able to keep more of their money. The ideal goal of being an American, obviously, keep more money in your pocket instead of paying it to government.
But there are also a lot of other considerations, right, about where you live?
Yeah, a lot of other considerations, too. But, you know, being able to lower it so these people have more money, they actually, you know, can put more money back in their business. And that's one of the things I think as a small business owner, a lot of these people, yeah, they're making profits with their business, but they're also, like, that's their money that they've made also. So they're putting it back into their business. And so I think when you think about a small business owner, it's not a big corporation. You know, this is their money that they've made all year, and they can turn around and invest it back into their business to expand or, you know, do some renovation on their business to make it better.
Yeah, I was just talking about the incentive portion of it primarily is what I was asking.
Yeah, I mean, the different incentives, which I think that's something LED is going through, you know, different sides of that. But, yeah, an incentive of owning a business and doing a business, you know, and starting one here is if it does have a...
And being able to keep more of your well-earned
keep
profits.
More.
Yeah, right?
Keep more to be able to have a business in Louisiana. And if is the income tax rate is lower, that is more of an incentive to own a business here.
Starts on November 6th, got to end by November 25th. You think that's enough time to get through all of this?
That's a fast 20 days, so we'll see. But I know it's going to move fast. Everyone's anticipating that it's going to, you're going to come in and we're going to rock and roll. And the good thing about it is, you know, they want to get this done. It's going to go on the ballot in March, but you turn around in April, there's a fiscal session. And I heard people say, yes, you know, if something doesn't work out correctly or we need to make changes, we're going to turn around after the Article 7's on the ballot, if it passes or fails, and then be able to come in April for a fiscal session. And hopefully if there's anything that needs to be changed or we need to update, we'll be able to do that then, too.
Thank you. Appreciate the time, Leah Long. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Zee Zerang about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion and the delays and the mess that it has become. Back in a flash, WWL.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.